So if you look at the Marmakoma sheet, four line Medrash, four line Yefei Tohar, and a three line Sforno. I'm doing tshuva from my last shmooze with like nine pages of Marmakomos. I apologize. I heard it from like 10, 15 people. I apologize. Marmakomos is so long. I didn't know where to cut out, but in retrospect, the whole thing could have been like three lines. So on this shmooze, I'll keep it really simple, short shmooze. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Pasach, he says the Pasuk in Chavakuk, Omad vayimodid aretz. Hashem got up and measured the lands. Modad HaKadosh Baruch Kalumos, he measured all the nations, Lo Matza Uma, Shai Sarir, Lekabal Satara, Ela Dora Midbar. And he only found the one most befitting and roy to accept the Torah was the Dora Midbar. Modad HaKadosh Baruch Kalaharim, he measured all the mountains, and Har Sinai was the best mountain, most roi to get the Torah. He measured all of the cities, and found out Yerushalayim was the most befitting city to have the Beis HaMikdash built in. Then he looked at, measured all of the lands, and he found that Eretz Yisrael was the most appropriate land to give to Klal Yisrael. How do you say it? That's Pshat in the Pasuk. Okay. That's very, very uplifting Medrash Rabbah. These weren't random places. Yerushalayim wasn't random. Har Sinai wasn't random. Eretz Yisrael wasn't random. And the Dor HaMidbar wasn't random either. That we got the Torah when we did was not random either. Zok Yifei Tohar Shehoi Saruil Akabos HaTorah Hine B'ma Shebocher Hashem Be'eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim Har Sinai. There are four things that were discussed in this Medrash. There's Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Har Sinai, and Dor HaMidbar. So the three of them, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and Har Sinai, I'm sorry, you have there were five things. V'chein Ba'am Yisrael, all those decisions, why it was in Israel, why it was in Jerusalem, why it was at Mount Sinai, and why with the nation of Israel, Pir Shle'il. That's already discussed earlier. I'm not sure what this is. Simon Aleph, Parshin and Hay, Simon Ches and Tes, with Perik Bey, Simon Hay. I didn't find it. I couldn't find it. If you find it, let me know. Umash Bachar Bidar Midbar. What about that last fifth item? Bidar Midbar? That Yefei Torah says here. Umash Bachar Bidar Midbar, Hatam. Because they're all different reasons. Each one of these is a different reason. Here he discusses just the Midbar. They were very humbled from the trials and tribulations and the Yisurin that took place in Mitzrayim. Therefore, it was proper for them, fitting for them, lekabel ol malchus shemayim. It was not proper, but it was like, you know, it was easier for them to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim, ol Torah mitzvahs. That's the ganze zach. So, I had a few, I don't know, tziyurim, kashas. I mean, Bereishis Bara Elokim, the world was created for Torah. Bishvil Torah Shenikra Bereishis. So, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give the Torah, you'd think this is like Zav HaChesef. It's better than Zav HaChesef. So who wouldn't be ready to makabel the Torah? This is the purpose of the world's creation. So like the first thing that hits me is that until this point there were generations that were not roy in makabel Torah. It's like when are we roy for you to win the lottery? So they weren't ready. Okay. I mean, and if I had to choose, okay, which door would be ready to mekabel the Torah? So if you want to ask, if somebody would come to ask me, okay, if I had to decide who should mekabel the Torah, so I would do. Ani akotan, I would open up my Mesillas Sharm. And I remembered, I learned Mesillas Sharm, there's a Brisa Pinchas Ben Yair. And I would say, you know, there are a lot of good midos, Zahiras, Rizas, Nikias, Precious, etc., etc. Anivus, Iras Chet, I don't know, Kedusha. There were a lot of beautiful midos that one would say would make somebody more befitting to Mekabel the Torah. That's what I would have said. And Sivlos Mitzrayim, I would have thought on my own, that would be the last door I would think to give it, because they're like, you probably push them over with a feather. People came back from the Holocaust. These people were downtrodden. They were decimated. Their psyches were decimated. They're coming out of the to build up from embers. They were totally violated and they're messed with their heads and no self-esteem. People walking around, I mean, say bad mood is just doesn't capture the word, like feeling of feeling worthless. When everything happens to you, one thing after the other, like you're lo yutzlach, no money, no destitute, and being, you know, suffering, lost their families and parents and children, and this is the, I mean, nechnoim misivlos Mitzrayim. Okay, they're humbled from misivlos Mitzrayim, but that's going to be the nation that can mekabel, you know, all Torah mitzvos. No, I know that there's a lot of glitz to it, but it says that the Ol Malchus Shemayim to mekabel all Torah mitzvos. We're not talking about giving them fanfare. We're talking about they can mekabel Torah mitzvos. This is the mida that you choose. This would be the mida I would choose not to encounter. Okay, if it has to be given then, so I would say, okay, what's Kementon? What can we do? That they went through a hard time. That's gonna be the people you're gonna build a nation from. That's not the. I wouldn't choose. I would be a nation who are put together, feeling good, confident. Who is going to be able to lead and to build a whole empire of Torah and mitzvahs, the role models of the world, capture them at the high, taking them at the low? This is like mind-boggling. Elamai, we have total misunderstanding of Yisurin. A total misunderstanding. Yes, that's what this medrash is saying. This medrash is saying that when you nichna ma'od misivlos Mitzrayim, and I presume it's not just it wasn't just a one-time chesed. This is a working variable. This is I presume it's always true to an extent. We don't ask for yisurin, but how do we take yisurin? Most of us, all of us, I'm certainly talking to myself, but it could be I don't. I want to speak for anyone else here, but usually when you wake up, because and your alarm clock didn't wake up on time and you have to race out and your car doesn't start and you have to boost it and you slam the door on your finger because you were racing out and your shoe falls off and you slip and you have to get into your car and you come to yeshiva and someone's parking in your spot and then you go in, you realize you forgot your towels and fill in at home. Then you have to go back and you have to come inside and there's no sitter and you have to go to the back to get a sitter and there's no sitter on the shelf and you have to walk to the auditorium to get a sitter. By the time you come, this is the least person able to be mekabel to be all tefillah, all Torah and mitzvahs. That's how we are. What's this medrash telling us?
When we walk into breakfast and Errol's not here and there's no toast, does your day get better or do you get worse? When you find out that they changed your dorm room and now you're with the guys you hate the most, and the washing machine's not working while your laundry was in it, and your car breaks down, or you've lost $3,000 on your stocks because you were supposed to trade it and you forgot to, or your chavrusa leaves, he's going for a chasna, I'm just going in and out, I'll be back in 3 weeks. And what does that do to us? Does that put us nechnoem ma'od me'sivlos mitzrayim, and now we're going to learn better? Now we're going to be able to take on all Torah mitzvos? Just the opposite. We're just the opposite. We totally don't get what Yisurin are. We have to calibrate our brains that when Yisurin come our way, it's there that we should be a little nechna, and now we're going to learn better. We should walk in, we say, no food today. Ah, supper, your worst supper. They're serving fish for supper and chicken, fish for lunch and chicken for supper for the umpteenth time. And now you could say, now I could learn. Why? Because we're supposed to take these things and say, you know, what's important in life? We're supposed to, that gives us pause and cause to think, what's important? This is not important. And then we refocus ourselves. Now you're able to be makabel old Torah. That's how we have to take frustrations. Frustrations come when your car doesn't start. You come in, wow, I had Yisur, now I was refocused. That doesn't make a difference. I could learn Torah. That's what's Iker. And we forget about it. And when we have Yisur, it's supposed to make us refocus ourselves on it. All the self-esteem and all the person's feeling down and he's kicked around. You think it's bad? Just the opposite. It's better. It's going to be better if we calibrate, if we take the time from this shmooze, we calibrate our brains that when something happens, now we can learn even better. Thank you so much, Errol, for not showing up today. And I can't have my toast or egg. It's okay. I'll have cornflakes. It's okay. They will be better. That's how we have to view it, that we focus and we can learn better. It doesn't mean we don't want those things. Klai Yisrael is not asking for Sivlos Mitzrayim. That's not the point. But when Hashem sends us something, we have to take the message to realize what's important, and now I'm going to learn better because of it, not worse. The Sephorno is just to calm everyone down. Lemaisa, it's not infinite. You take a look at the Sephorno. Vayosha Hashem Hayom Hu Es Yisrael. The Misas HaMistol, we say this every day. They saw the Mitzrim Meis Al Sfas HaYam. They saw the Mitzrim dead at the side of the Yamsuf. So what was the Yeshua on that day? The death of the Mistolim, the oppressors, the Mitzrim. The Misas HaMistolim Bom L'Shabdam, but the death of the oppressors who oppressed them, Nishru Haim B'nei Chorin. With their death, they became B'nei Chorin. What do you mean with their death became B'nei Chorin? They were going through Yamsuf. They were out of there. So what do you mean they became B'nei Chorin? They were B'nei Chorin anyway. Hashem took them out of Egypt. Zak the Sefarno, ki ad eis mosam ha-Yisrael kavadim barchim. Because until the Mitzrim were dead, they would have always felt like runaway slaves. How am I supposed to feel like a member, a strong member, a confident member of Am Yisrael if I feel like a runaway slave? I have no self-esteem. I have no self-image. I still feel like a slave. Even though I'm out and I was given my freedom, and I still feel like a runaway slave. And Memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the greatest thing for them. They were able to see, not only did he kill the Mitzrim, but they were able to see the Mitzrim dead, their oppressors dead, and now they no longer feel like runaway slaves. So first of all, according to the first shmooze, you would say, what's the problem? If you feel like runaway slaves, better, more hachna. But there's a limit. There's a limit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that they couldn't handle. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take care of for them. So just a sort of a message to us also. There are limits. We don't go crazy with it, but there are limits. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do this. But it's like, I remember, I couldn't find this in any Chiddushei Aleif that I looked up, but this Shmuz, I just remember the Rosh Yeshiva, I'm pretty sure this fun was the Rosh Yeshiva Shmuz, because I remember this, I wouldn't thought it myself, that he spoke about the Attica prison breakout. And that in the 70s, it was before my time, you know, for Shmuzim, but there was an Attica prison breakout. Attica was a big prison, and there was a whole escape, and they took the guards hostage, and there was a whole big showdown, and Washington had to get involved in some prison, and there was a whole talk about civil rights and the blacks and the African whatever, and that, there was a whole discussion, and the Reshiva commented, okay, probably nowadays should go politically incorrect, but I'm just saying over the shmooze, and the Reshiva said that even though they were freed, but one of the problems is that they still feel like Avon the Baruchim. That's one of the problems, is they still feel like Avon the Baruchim. So just to relate, because we could relate to it, we were slaves. And the reason why Klal Yisrael, we don't feel like slaves, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed such an amazing chesed to us that we're able to, Ayosh Hashem Bayamahu, that we saw the mitzvah meis al Sfas Hayam. And Mamela, we didn't have to feel anymore like the Avodim Baruchim, but just the Deher, like the amazing Chesed, and just the Deher that we can also sometimes be locked in to images. It's just an image. We can't break out of it sometimes. But first of all, to know that sometimes how we feel, we have the totally wrong attitude. It's supposed to make us feel that we could attack our learning even better, rise from it, and Amol, it can be too much for us. You have to seek help. Sometimes you're allowed to ask for help, because for me it's too much, and that's when a person says, okay, I need some outside help, and you can get help, or parents, or Bayim, you know, others. Sometimes a person does need help to get past the difficult moments. If you can't do it by yourself, but just to know that really the right calibration is that something happens, Gevaldik, have a great day in learning today. Have a great day in learning.